This episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Fire Hydrant, where they want to help you master the mayhem. What does that mean? Well, they're an incident management platform founded by SREs who couldn't find the tools they needed, so they built one. Sounds easy enough. No one's ever tried that before, except they're good at it. Their platform allows teams to create consistency for the entire incident response lifecycle so that your team can focus on fighting fires faster, from alert handoff to retrospectives and everything in between. Things like, you know, tracking, communicating, reporting, all the stuff no one cares about. Fire Hydrant will automate processes for you so you can focus on resolution. Visit firehydrant.io to get your team started today and tell them I sent you because I love watching people wince in pain. Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. The big news from last week is, of course, that Andy Jassy, CEO of AWS, is ascending to become the new CEO of Amazon.com and will be backfilled by, well, Amazon's not saying, but the answer is, of course, Matt Garman. There's really no other viable option. More to come on that in future weeks, to be sure, but let's figure out what happened last week in the wide world of AWS. AWS Amplify Hosting adds monitoring capabilities with Amazon CloudWatch integration. The party for front-end developers draws to a close as operations folks begin insisting they instrument their work in order to keep things running. AWS Backup Events and Metrics now available in Amazon CloudWatch. Nobody cares about backup metrics, but they really care about restore metrics. Those are unsupported, but it's okay because nobody really cares about CloudWatch either. AWS Console mobile application adds support for new regions. Shut it down and work on a responsive design for the management console, because this is patently ridiculous. AWS Copilot launches version 1.2, providing more deployment capabilities. Among other things, version 1.2 introduces support for CodeCommit, AWS's Git hosting service. Hopefully, in version 1.3, it'll introduce support for Perforce, a Git competitor that almost nobody uses, but still has way more customers than CodeCommit does. AWS Lambda now supports Node version 14. This is notable because it means we're about to get oh so very many emails again about deprecation of the oldest currently supported Node runtimes. Insights is now generally available for AWS X-Ray. The first insight it delivered was that X-Ray support is scattershot across AWS services and that implementing it is both difficult and annoying. Until those things all change, nobody's going to use X-Ray widely across the customer base. Automation of user onboarding and offboarding workflows. This solution should be of significant interest to the poor schmooze who have to find all the places in Amazon systems Jeff Bezos is hard-coded. It would absolutely be orders of magnitude simpler for the entire company if Andy Jassy would agree to legally change his name to Jeff. Zurich, Spain, managing millions of documents with AWS. Without looking, I know there's no possible way on God's flat earth that this blog post will even mention the term WorkDocs once, because it's a service that could do exactly this if it worked, but it doesn't. This episode is sponsored in part by Chaos Search. As basically everyone knows, trying to do log analytics at scale with an Elk stack is expensive, unstable, time-sucking, demeaning, and just basically all around horrible. So why are you still doing it, or even thinking about it, when there's Chaos Search? Chaos Search is a fully managed, scalable log analysis service that lets you add new workloads in minutes and easily retain weeks, months, or years of data. With Chaos Search, you store, connect, and analyze, and you're done. The data lives and stays within your S3 buckets, which means no managing servers, no data movement, and you can save up to 80% versus running an Elk stack the old-fashioned way. It's why companies like Equifax, HubSpot, Klarna, AlertLogic, and many more have all turned to Chaos Search. So if you're tired of your Elk stacks falling over before it suffers, or of having your log analytics data retention squeezed by the cost, then try Chaos Search today and tell them I sent you. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io. AWS Private Link for Amazon S3 is now generally available. Private Link, usually used to communicate between VPCs, is now available for S3 in this case, used to communicate between a VPC and on-premises environments. No, you're right, that makes little sense and is remarkably confusing. It's not just you. New Amazon Elastic Block Store local snapshots on AWS Outposts. Is this about Elastic Block Store? Or is it about storing Elastic Blocks? Terrible AWS product naming leads to widespread confusion, or would, if enough people cared about this feature. Identifying opportunities to place overlay advertisements in video content. AWS is obsessed with helping its customers annoy their own customers. Dow Jones, AWS Cloud Journey and Adoption of Amazon EBS IO2 Volumes. I wonder if Dow Jones really needs all of those IO2 volumes for performance reasons, or just think they do because they're looking at an industrial average. Setting up cross-account access with S3 access points. This blog post is way, way, way too long for anyone to actually do this unless they're forced to, which means that users will instead take shortcuts and not adopt an awesome feature. Good attempt, but make this easier, please. And lastly, testing EC2 image builder pipelines using Chef InSpec. If you aren't already using Chef's InSpec, there's no better time to start than after Chef gets acquired by Progress, motto, who are you folks again? Lays off or fails to retain basically the entire team who made Chef special and are struggling to articulate / understand just what the hell is this thing that they've already purchased. And that's what happened last week in the wide world of AWS. I'll talk to you later this week.
This has been a Humble Pod production. Stay humble.